All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday, page Kuf Memches, last section on the page. Verapo Yerape. Vine Lechoros, remember again, we began to discuss yesterday the concept of refuah, the concept of illness, the concept of healing, as it pertains to the concept of Emunah. And the Mechaber explained to us again that we're applying the same three principles, the three profound or major principles of Emunah. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is for good. And again, the third part is that there's a message in everything. The way this is manifesting itself by illness is lefashfesh b'masof, to look within my deeds and to try to understand what message could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me. Doesn't mean that I've received illness because of sin. Chas v'shalom. Is that a possibility? Anything is a possibility, but the goal is to be able to look within myself and to be able to go ahead and understand what potential message HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be conveying to me. So he goes on, this is actually going to be a very interesting piece. Now medicine is science. Like any other form of science, chokim, retzinim, va'aminim, mashkim, shos, rabos, umamon rav, barichas, nisuyim, ubedikos. So there are many clinical trials, there's much research, an incredible amount of money goes into the field of medicine to developing refuah. So again, sometimes medical science will discover what causes a particular disease. The gates are neat on the top, Baba. And then we figure out, once we understand the causes, then we can figure out ultimately how to treat it. And Baruch Hashem, we live in an age where we are privileged to see dramatic inroads in science, dramatic inroads in medicine. So medicine does its research, science does its research, conducts its trials and tests, and then ultimately understands the cause of disease. Once you understand the cause, then you could develop the treatment. So again, on the most basic level, one would posit that medicine is a very logical discipline. Habari nasan adam sechel sheyicholach kar betivya olam uleshachlel uleshaper esachayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man intellect, and through that intellect, man has the ability to understand the natural order of the world, and man has the ability to somehow improve that world. Umechavaso shel adam lishtamish besichlo lematros tavos elu olacheros. And man has an obligation. It's very important to sort. You know, the Ramban points this out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam Arishon, "Peru uravu meluas haaretz, so populate the world, v'kiv shuha." The kivshua. What does kivshua mean? So literally, subdue it. What does it mean to subdue the world? So the Ramban understands what it means is unlock the secrets of the world. Don't be content to be a spectator in the universe, but understand how the world works, why the world works. Understand that, you know, you ever wonder to yourself, man has this incredible desire to know what's beyond the earth, to know what's in the stars, to know what's beyond the stars. What's the pshat? Like, we've got enough going on down here. I don't understand, why do we need to spend millions upon billions of dollars sending people to the moon? I mean, not as much. Why that fascination? That's the kivshua. Because the Baruch Shalom said, I want you to subdue the world. So the Mechaber says over here, so research and medicine and advances in science, this is part of our moral mandate. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, to use our seichel to understand what's happening around us. He goes on, he says, "Umichavaso shel adam shamish b'sichlo lematros tavos elu oacheros she'aviu harvacha v'simcha li'olam." And especially when man uses his intellect in a way that ultimately brings incredible simcha to the world. You know, again, what medicine, it's true that on one hand, every advance in medicine also brings complications and moral ethical decisions and dilemmas. That's true. But at the end of the day, when there's a breakthrough in science, when there is a cure to a particular disease, it's an overwhelming bracha. He goes on, he says, "Dover zeh, bali dei bitoy b'mishurim rabim, shekulam nenim mehem." And again, just in general, the use of the intellect for the betterment of man has manifested itself in many positive ways. Hachashmal, electricity, machshirim tapa page kuf memtes, machshirim shonim, all different types of machinery. of technology, technologim miskadmos v'chulei v'chulei. Imkein, kabinyin harafu mispakish, she'yaseh adam shimush b'seichel l'betvuna shechanan osa aborei. Therefore, when it comes to matters of refuah, when it comes to matters of healing, so logic dictates that man uses his seichel, man uses his logic, man uses his mind to figure out ultimately again how to help himself. B'shul shaper asachayim, to benefit his life. So again, man has an obligation to utilize his mind to advance the field of medicine to be able to cure a disease. Hashkafazu mekabeles chizuk od yoser kasher roim es divrei chazal shedarsha lapasuk v'rapo yirape. And obviously, all the more so, this concept is strengthened when you see an explicit drush in Chazal, v'rapo yirape. What does that mean? Mikan shenitno harishus l'rofe l'rapos l'rape. So the Gemara darshins over here, v'rapo yirape, this is the divine license to heal. V'achim, Rabbi Megidol Yisrael b'oskar b'refuah. So therefore, there are many great rabbis throughout the ages who have involved themselves in medicine. Beinehem, Harambam, Habal Shem Tov, Va'ot. So what's going on over here? So what's the message in all of this? Hamaskana yotzis midvarim Elohi. So the maskana, the conclusion that comes from all of this is kamor leel. Sherefuah himada kicholam adon. That ultimately, again, medicine, science, is a knowledge like all other forms of knowledge. Ukichoshi yachkar ha'adam yoser b'mada zeh, kach yatzliach yoser lahamti shuvos urfuos l'machlos. So therefore, again, if you were to ask from a scientific perspective, how do you treat disease? So what's the answer? You study it. You understand it. You research it. You understand what the causes of it are, and then you develop a cure. So again, in that respect, it's no different than anything else. So if I'm cold, so I utilize again my seichel to understand, how do I create heat for myself? If I'm sick, I go ahead and I use my seichel to try to understand, ultimately, again, how do I go ahead and cure myself? So we'll say, so far, again, nothing especially like dramatic or spiritual about this. So we'll say, here's where the chap comes. Let's just do two more lines. It's the section that begins, Ha'adam Hamushkach, page Kuf Memtes, Ulam. So everything we've just said, now essentially remember, so what have we just said? We've just said, Hashem Baruch Hu gave us a seichel. He gave us a mind. He gave us incredible intellectual prowess. He also gives us a divine mandate of v'kiv shuha, conquer the world, subdue the world. What does that mean? God says, I gave you intellect. I ask you not to be passengers or passive spectators in the world. Understand the world. Unlock the secrets of the world. Understand science. Understand why things work. Understand medicine. Know how to cure disease. Beautiful. Good. However, ulam. Everything we've just said would be absolutely true. Ilu haya midubar ach v'rak berefuas haguf greida. Everything we've just said is true and applicable, but only in the realm of healing the body. Kimo itzal behemos chaz. In other words, up until now, our discussion has been pertinent to physical healing. I am physically ill. I'm a physical corporeal being. Therefore, again, how do I cure my illness? I try to discover what's the cause of the illness, and then once I discover the cause, I could understand how to treat it, and then I could cure it. However, he says, "Ach me'achar shemedubar ba'adam bal bechira, al kin adrabe ve'adrabe mechrochim ladas beladas berefua ein shum teva ve'ein shum chukios." So the Mechaber says something amazing. Now that I understand, however, that man is not just an intellectual being. Now that I understand that man is not just a living being, just like the animals, then I have to understand that when man becomes ill, this is no longer just a physical discussion. This is no longer just a discussion about physical ailment, about physical maladies. Rather, Riesh Rak Hashkacha Pratis. Once I accept the fact that man is a spiritual being, that means by definition, man cannot address, again, in this case, it's going to be health, but you're going to see it's true in anything. Man can never just address his issues by looking at the symptoms and trying to understand what the cure is. Once man is a spiritual being who is governed by Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence, then what? Then man has an obligation to understand the spiritual dimension of everything that occurs to him as well. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up, now that we set the table for this, we'll pick up in Emirat Hashem with understanding the spiritual dimension of illness in Emirat Hashem tomorrow.